Don Richard grew up in New Orleans. Her father sang in a funk band called Chocolate Milk. He still does. As a kid, she was kind of alternative.
I had my JNCO jeans and I was ready to go. Like, that was natural to me, right? I had blue and green hair young, like anime shirts when I was young.
And her musical tastes wandered far from her father's style.
I grew up loving Chris Cunningham, Aphex Twin, Portishead, Bjork, Imogen Heap. You know, Green Day was my first concert.
Richard dreamed of being a pop star. That path first led her to a reality TV show that birthed the group Danity Kane.
When I got in the line to do Danity Kane and do Making the Band, I had no idea that me wanting to be in a pop girl group as a black woman would be as hard as it was, right? You were the little black token girl. And then going from that to being in a predominantly black group, where you're a chocolatey girl sitting next to your boss.
Your boss, Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy, exactly. And you're thinking you're about to change something, right? In 2011, I thought Diddy Dirty Money was the most innovative idea. You had three black chocolatey people, you know, being influenced by Ibiza. I just thought that that was the most beautiful thing I'd ever been in, and nobody bit it. So much so that Diddy didn't believe we should go on with it. And he stopped it.
When Diddy Dirty Money ended, Dawn Richard set off on her own as an independent artist, creating a style that she says she's been zeroing in on her whole life. Her new album is called Second Line, an electro revival. Second Line is a reference to her hometown of New Orleans.
You know, for us, you think of Second Line, you think of a brass band, what we do when we dance for funerals. I didn't want to necessarily do the traditional brass band. I chose to do it in a different way, and what you get is this really cool melting pot of dance cultures put into one record, and that's Bussa Funny. She been into it like she get in the heat. Sound system like a wave, she rocked in the heat. Southern girls do it better, you take the feet. Setting up a pounce hose, you take a seat. Bussa for me. Bussa for me. Bussa for me. Bussa for me. The actual definition when you think about New Orleans and second lining is there are no set steps. It's literally like you watch people celebrate legacy in their own way. And I love that about New Orleans. We don't give you rules. So why should my music have rules, right?
You know, in the year 2021, we have at our fingertips people making music from all over the world. And a track will be reinterpreted by people on TikTok in different continents. So in this moment, do you think that the connection between place and sound has become weaker than it used to be? Like, does it matter if somebody is a Houston or a New Orleans or a DC or an LA musician?
Place may not play a factor in where you're from with music, but I do believe that color is still playing a factor in how we are put in our genres.
An opportunity for us.
Me as a black woman, anytime I do music that resembles anything different, I can't get past alternative R&B because people don't let us sit in different space. And let is a strong word. We are not able to sit in the spaces that I think we want to see ourselves in. I'm trying to find purpose, but I'm not saying it's circus. If you're indie rock or folk or, you know, heavy metal and you're black or a person of color, it's a harder ride for you.
In some of the tracks on this album, you talk specifically about the industry and its shortcomings. Like, I'm thinking of Radio Free.
Yeah.
She losing herself.
Where you've got this lyric, like, she not selling records, need help. They say she not worthy. She failed. Mm-hmm. They only love her if she making money.
Mm-hmm.
They only love her if she making money.
I know that I was that. I went through it. And again, I get the system. I get the formula. Like, I understand both sides of it. I understand that we are products and we are supposed to make money and we have to do what we're told and it's that you pay your dues. But I also know the other side of it as you fight hard for something and you do the things you are built to do. And then when you're not enough anymore, you're kind of cast aside. You know, what happens when you are the actual product on the shelf and you have been forgotten about and there's cobwebs on you and you're kind of just sitting there like, okay, what's my purpose now? You know? Like, what happens when the radio, the mainstream, the world that is force-feeding, you know, consumers, what happens when they turn you off? You play your freedom loud.
When you look back at the time that you spent in the industry, like as a part of that machine, do you feel contempt or regret or gratitude? Like, what's the feeling?
For a girl like me who came from the lower ninth ward, I am forever grateful for the road I had. I will say, though, my road has not been the traditional one. You know, we didn't have a lot of opportunity coming at that time. That was what, you know, 2005 when I did Danity Kane. I had to drive to Orlando, Florida to get in a line for making the band. That was the closest I could get to auditioning. There was nothing. The closest pop star that gave me any kind of inkling as to what I was going to be was Britney Spears from Kentwood, Louisiana. That was the closest from Louisiana that we had. There was nothing that looked like the design that I wanted for myself. So I had to figure that out on my own.
One of the tracks that talks about your journey out of the industry into life as an independent artist is Morning Streetlights.
Mm.
Will you tell us about this?
Yeah, I think in order to know why I love the way I love, why I'm still doing this, like why do I choose music after all of this, you have to understand where I understand love to be, what I understand passion to be. And my mom starts the record by saying she's only ever loved one person.
How many times have you been in love?
One time.
My mom and dad met when they were 15 years old and they've been together ever since.
That's the only time I've ever been in love.
I thought that was amazing, you know, when she said that. I thought that that was real. That tenacity and that kind of love of music, the way I love music, it only comes from the way my mom loves my dad. I only know love to be this grand thing.
In addition to trying to make it as an independent artist and recording and producing all of this groundbreaking music, you are also expanding a vegan food truck that you established. You're working with Adult Swim on expanding their pool of animators to encompass more queer and Black storytellers. What do all these things have in common?
It's the same message. I want to be the person that helps the other, because I was the other. And anytime I can do that, I will, and it'll all be the same. It's. I want to be the voice for those who may not be able to speak out themselves.
Dawn Richard's new album is Second Line. Thank you for talking with us about it.
Thank you for having me. Spin it all day, every day. I promise you it'll be the coolest thing you hear all day.